Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of the Total Divas Review. It is now episode 2 of season 4, She Said, being the title, and oh boy, what an episode. My name is Sam Brooks and with me is...
Ellie Walmer!
What did you think of this episode, Ellie?
It was just really... no.
Yeah. The entire whole episode of this is still treading on the whole Eva Marie controversy, as I like to call it.
Yeah, nothing really happened, though, throughout the whole entire thing.
No progress was made, let's say that. It was essentially just everybody arguing about the arguing that previously occurred and the arguing that will occur.
Yeah.
There's going to be arguing in this, so prepare yourselves. And it's also the week before WrestleMania, so everyone's getting big hype up for that event, and not all of them are ready for it, but we'll get to that when we get to that. We start off with a quote again.
Another one.
I have a feeling this is going to be a running theme, but it's not about lions or sheep or whatever the fuck. It's about, hey, shit's going up to 11, yo, and yeah. And it's a quote from Natalia, so they're clearly struggling to get things for the opening bit.
Apparently so,
but it's straight up just a flashback to what happened last week at the end of the episode, in case you missed it. Everyone's fucking going batshit and arguing with everybody over Eva Marie's training.
I just want this to end.
So do I. It's not entertaining, and I still don't quite understand what the beef is.
Yeah, neither do I.
Nah, so we'll just do our best to try and go through these segments and explain it how we see it. Basically, Trinity is the one who has the biggest problem with everything here, being like, yo, this isn't cool. We should totally not be horrible to this person for trying.
Yeah, and then everyone's like, why are you trying to start crap? Why are you doing this? And she's like, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell people what to do.
Trying to tell her how it is, but no one's having that shit. And
nope.
We eventually get to the point where we get a flashback to that time when Natalia got pinned by El Torito.
Yeah, I have no idea why this was relevant.
They just showed that for no reason. They just showed Natalia being pinned by the midget bull for no reason, and then, oh, we're moving on now.
Yep.
Fucking whatever. WrestleMania week, and Natalia is speaking with skeezball Mark Carano backstage, and he says that they're going to be having a father-daughter autograph signing with Natalia and her dad, Jim Neidhart.
Yay!
Introducing ourselves to the first running thread of this episode, because Jim Neidhart, last season, he went in through some tough times, some hard times, baby, and he went into rehab for his, I believe it's alcohol-related problems, so that's gonna be fun in the run-up to WrestleMania season.
So much fun.
But he's basically been invited to all of the events, like the Mania itself, the Hall of Fame ceremony, all of that good shit, so let's hope things don't go awry, eh?
Let's hope. Yeah.
Let's fucking hope. But speaking of a Hall of Fame ceremony, we cut to Paige and Brie Bella at the airport talking about the Hall of Fame ceremony, and Brie is like, oh, I'm going to be wearing this really fancy to-do thing, this whole proper thing, because everyone is in formal clothing, and Paige is like, wait, what? I was just going to wear a dress. And Brie is like, no, fucking be formal. And Paige is like, oh, shit, I didn't know.
Paige is how I would react to this situation.
This is how I would react to the situation, because I never know. Like, you go to all of these fucking events, and it's like, is it formal, is it not? This is me before weddings, usually.
No, how can you have that thing about weddings? Weddings is you go, like, all out.
Oh, that's all out, is it?
Yes.
That's basically weddings... the Hall of Fame ceremony for normal people.
Yes.
I see. I'll remember that in future.
Oh, my God.
Second story thread of this episode. Paige has no formal attire suitable for the Hall of Fame, so she has to get all glitzed up, putting on the Ritz, and Hopefully it all works out well.
Hopefully.
And then we cut to Eva Marie
Yay.
going in the train with Brian Kendrick, and she's just spilling all of the beans everywhere, all over the floor, about how everyone hates her, everyone's arguing, and Kendrick is like, fuck 'em. Who
Yeah.
cares? Because, like, he brings up a very good point where it's like, there's only, like, four women on TV at any given time, and he's not wrong.
No.
Because that's fucking correct, especially around WrestleMania season when it was literally the Bella Twins, Paige, and AJ Lee. No one else. And recently, it's kind of escalated with the whole NXT Divas invading the main roster, which I'm super happy about, by the way.
Yes.
But, yeah, he basically just says, you know, you fucking train. Just train. Work. Get to where you want to be. And it's like, you have sense, Brian. I'm glad you're here.
Yes, he's like the only person who speaks any kind of sense.
Well, it's because he's been in the business long enough to know what the fuck's up.
Yeah, I guess.
It's almost as if he's a good trainer for her. Someone who knows absolutely fuck all about the business. And then we get introduced to another story thread, which is the Bella Twins. And they're driving about, and then Brie is like, I'm 2 weeks late.
No.
Gonna need your help here, Ellie. I don't know what that means.
That being late is just it's just girl code for my period hasn't come yet, and I think I am going to give birth.
In about 9 months, not right now.
Yeah, but it's always really scary when your period's late.
Because you might be pregnant.
Yeah, even if you know you're not, you're like, what if I'm giving birth to the new Jesus? It's a real problem.
Is that a concern you face frequently as a
No,
woman?
seriously, this is a real
Oh,
thing.
no, seriously. Immaculate conception is a prime worry when you're a woman.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
You know that doesn't exist, right?
Yes, right. Okay, women all know it doesn't exist, but somehow you always think it.
Right. So, Brie may or may not be giving birth to Jesus Christ. We don't know yet. All we know is that she is 2 weeks late. Could she be pregnant? Whoa, this is capitalizing on the old story thread where it's like, I want to be a mom. Help me. Help me, Brian. Impregnate me. But then we go back to Natalia, and she's getting some bad news about her daddy and how he's losing his shit in the rehab home, and they're kicking him out, and it's all going to shit. So, already off to a good start for WrestleMania season.
Yeah, she's like, what the hell? Why are they kicking him out of the place that's trying to help him?
Because apparently, according to her mother, he apparently threw a temper tantrum, and they ain't having none of that. So, he's just out of the rehab place now, and they have to go and get him. So, kicking off
Yay.
WrestleMania week with a pretty rocky start, I will say.
Indeed.
Then cut back to the Bellas, and Brie just had her period, so she's not pregnant.
Yay. Well, not yay. Not yay for her.
Not yay for her, no, but yay, kind of. I don't know
Yeah.
why. This is all strange to me. Like, I probably should know more than I already do, but I don't,
You should
because
have just sat through Carrie and then you would have known everything.
I couldn't. I
No!
tried. But for some reason, my brain was like, no, you hate this. I'm sorry. That's a
You're
story for
weak.
another time. I know I'm a man. I'm a weak man.
You are.
Because I don't know anything about periods and pregnancies and menstrual cycles.
Well, you should.
I'll read a book about it.
Don't do that.
Okay.
They're all
Too
written
many
by men.
pictures. Oh, were they written by men? How weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, Nikki is sad because Brie is sad, and everyone's like, oh no, no baby for me. Oh, that's sad. And then we go to another scene where they're at dinner with their mother, and they bring up the whole pregnancy thing, and the subject of infertility, which is always fun, just
Yeah.
happens at the dinner table, and
Just
then
happens at brunch, why not?
why not? And they're all like, hey, is Brian infertile? Because he gets kicked in the dick a lot. Maybe his sperm doesn't work because he keeps getting kicked in the dick because he's a wrestler and he gets kicked in the dick a lot.
And then their mom's just like, why don't you go get tested for that?
Yeah, so because either of them might be infertile because they're wrestlers and all wrestlers are infertile, there's no such thing as wrestlers having kids.
Well, no, it's like a genuine concern
Oh, sure, it's just
for
the
anyone.
way that they said it is like because they are wrestlers, there's a chance that they will be infertile. It's
Well, there's a
like,
higher
well,
chance they would be infertile.
does getting repeatedly nut-shotted
Yes.
do that to you?
Yes.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Why is that bad news?
I might be infertile, but
Why is that bad news?
I don't know. But anyway, they're talking about that shit, and they're like, hey, Nikki, can we use your eggs to make a baby if I'm infertile? So, we're treading waters from season 3 with the whole I froze my eggs storyline.
Yay.
Fuck. I thought we were done with that shit. But no, it's just a harmless callback, and cut to the other scene where it's an awkward car ride with Natalia and her father, Jim.
Yes, that was very awkward.
Because he's just like, he's being all loud and disruptive and fuck the man, I don't need medication. And Natalia's like, no, but you do, though. Because medication is important.
Well, it is.
It totally is. Hence why this was awkward.
Yeah.
But it gets even more awkward when we get to see Bree and Brian getting their fertility tested.
Yeah, that was very, very strange.
Especially for Brian, because he kept pointing out how he has to go and masturbate into a cup, which I too would find quite strange, I must
Although
say.
that's better than, like, the women version
Yeah,
of being
I don't even know
scraped
how that
from the.
works.
Well, what basically happens is they just, like, raise your legs. And then, like, they just go in. They get, like, a little scrapey thingy.
Whoa, whoa! Well, hang on a sec.
And they're, like,
They just
scrape
go
you.
in.
Yeah.
With how? What? Do they just dive in? Do they walk in? What
No!
happens?
No! They like, put this little weird instrument thingy.
This weird instrument, this
And.
piccolo.
Shut up!
This little
And
flute they put in.
they, like, scrape around the inside.
Oh, Lord. Scrape.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get your smear test as well.
Right,
Women have to go through a lot.
you do. I'm so
Yeah.
sorry you have to do that, and I'm sorry to myself because I now know that vagina scraping is a thing.
Well, now you can feel not very sorry for Daniel Bryan because he gets to have a fun time in a cup.
A fun time in a cup.
Fun time in a cup.
That's the fucking moral of the story here.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter how bad you think a man has it, a woman always has it worse. So go
Pretty
fuck a cup
much.
and shut your mouth. But he comes out of the room after he's done, and he's like, it's so weird that the camera crew is just here, and they're like, we know. It's almost as if this isn't real.
Yeah.
This is not reality TV. But that was awkward.
Very.
And they say later on that they won't find out what the results are until after WrestleMania, so I guess we're just abandoning that for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
But we carry on with the whole Eva Marie fucking thing when Paige and Alicia Fox meet up and they talk about the argument and how about Trinity told Eva Marie all of the stuff and how everyone's telling each other all of the stuff and how it's a big deal and I don't care. I don't care. I can't bring myself to care about this entire fucking problem. Am I crazy?
Yeah, I can't. I just don't. No.
It's like she's training. So?
Exactly. She's training in a different way to you. So, maybe that's best for her. Like,
Yeah.
people have personal trainers for a reason.
Maybe she fucking sucks and she doesn't have an innate ability like you do.
Exactly.
Ah, but whatever, that's not the end of it, but they do move on to the whole, I don't have any formal clothes help situation with Paige, and Alicia Fox basically says, I'm gonna take care of everything, and so, yay, best friends forever, until one of them turns heel on TV, and they're no longer friends in real life, so. Yay, that'll be fun when we get to that in a couple of months, but. We then go to Eva Marie and Jonathan arriving at the hotel at the same time as Natalia, but they don't cross paths, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
Almost as if the script doesn't call for it yet.
Almost.
Almost, but she gets a call from her dad being like, fucking alcohol. Give me. I don't want to do medication. I want alcohol. And Natalia's like, no, but Ric Flair. Because Ric Flair gets mentioned way too many times in this episode, because Natalia's like, hey, Ric Flair wants to see you and catch up. And notorious alcohol drinker Ric Flair is probably not the best influence on now sober Jim Neidhart.
Yeah, probably not.
It's not the most logical thing you could do, but we move on from that heavy-handed as fuck subject. Onto some light play when Paige has to try on a load of fucking dresses.
Yeah.
Is the struggle real?
The struggle is real, right? The
struggle is real. Tell me about your experiences with this kind of shit.
Every time I have gone shopping with, like, new people, they will try and get me into new things that are completely not my thing. And they'll be like, oh, you look so pretty in it. And I feel like Paige in this situation a lot.
No, but you look pretty all the time. So what's the deal?
No, because you're going to look nice in something. But if you don't feel comfortable in it, then you'll hate it. And that's what Paige was like.
Exactly. But
yes.
She's like, I don't want to try on the green thing. I hate green. Green is no. I'm not saying the green thing. The green is no. I hate green. So she tries on the green dress.
Yes.
And she looks like Lady Loki.
It's gross.
It's not great.
It's like, no, it's the completely wrong everything.
It looks like it doesn't even fucking fit her properly. Like,
yeah,
am I right in saying
her.
That?
It doesn't fit her. The cut is disgusting. It's too long for everything. Anyone. No one should wear that dress ever unless they are under the influence of extreme drugs.
That's the official verdict from fashionista Ellie Wilmer over here. But we can have fun all the time because we have to go back to the heavy-handed subjects where Bree and Brian are just hanging out backstage and Stephanie McMahon comes along and is like, we are having the Warrior Award and we want you, Daniel Bryan, to present it to Connor McCaelic. Because that kid was special, and yeah. I can't really say much about this, because we've already talked about it at length on the main show episodes, and I've already said why this is a good thing on paper, but in practice, meh.
It made me want to cry.
Yeah, because they showed the whole, like, video footage of WrestleMania 30, where Bryan won the titles, and he hugged Connor at ringside, and it's like, oh, fuck. I have emotions, and they are being riled.
I have too many emotions, and they are going everywhere.
Kinda like Brie, because she's like, can he just father my kids, please? Can he do that? Because he's really cool and really nice, and I love him. Let me have his kids.
Yes, let me have his babies, please.
This will be a recurring fin for, I imagine, until the series finale, but
probably.
Hey, if you're infertile, then it'll stop right after the next episode, so.
I guess.
But yeah, we go back to Natalia's little plot thread, and we get some pretty interesting news, I think, at least, because she mentions to her dad that he's getting, like, two new action figures, but the 2K video game people want to motion capture him to appear in the next video game.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So by this time in the episode, I assume that 2K15 has already come out, and Jim Neidhart isn't in that game, to my knowledge, so.
No, two, because 2K15 came out in like November.
Did it come out in November?
Yes.
Okay, so it's definitely not 2K15.
No, it's 2K16. They've been working on it for a
2K16.
while.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, we could be getting Jim Neidhart in 2K16. Woo, that's good. That's cool. I like Jim Neidhart. I like his tag team with Brett is. I hope they utilize that in the game, like itself, to have, I don't know, a tag team story, but
Yeah.
maybe that's asking too much. But either way, Jim Neidhart's in a video game. Woo. It's awesome. But Natalia is basically there to remind everybody not to freak their shit and for Jim to not drink alcohol at any point. Keep the mini bar empty.
Yes.
Yeah, I can understand where she's coming from completely.
Well, if he has alcohol problem, then you're not gonna want him to drink.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking like point number one on the 10-item list that you need for this kind of situation. But we go back to the Paige story thread, and it's like, you know what, Paige? You're really pale. You're pale, so we're gonna tan you.
Oh my god, this was like my worst nightmare.
This scene was, it felt awkward to watch. It's like that thing where you watch, like, torture movies with your parents. Kind of awkward.
No, it wasn't. No. No.
I think it was.
Okay. You're
It's.
weird.
I know I'm weird. We're both weird. That's why we do this show.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, Paige gets a tan and she's like, oh god, no.
Well, like, as someone who is extremely pale and who likes being extremely pale and will do anything to not get a tan, like I will slather myself in sun cream when I go
Slather.
outside. Oh yes,
Will
like
butter
I could,
yourself up with fucking
I would
SPF
bathe in
60.
it. I would bathe in it if I could.
You would get in the bath of sun cream and be like, I will be forever a porcelain doll.
Pretty much. So this is like my worst nightmare, so I can understand why she was like, nope, I want it off now.
Yeah, she immediately after she got it all on, she was like, no, tried it, don't like it, want it off.
Yeah.
I didn't think she looked too bad, but it's down to
No,
whatever people want,
it was
really.
horrible.
Was it horrible?
You can't have like black hair and have a fake tan.
You can't.
No, it just looks wrong.
It looks wrong.
It looks wrong.
Looks wrong. Okay. I didn't know this. I didn't know
The
there were, I didn't
whole.
know there were rules against this kind of fucking thing.
Well, like, there are certain hair colours, and it's like, you need to be pale to have them. I don't know why. You either need to be pale. Like, if you are pale and you have a spray tan, you can't have that skin, that hair colour.
It's against the law.
Exactly. If it's your natural skin colour,
The skin
right?
police will come and arrest you.
If it's your natural hair color and you have black hair, then you will look fine with it because it looks natural.
So I don't even get why this entire scene exists in the first fucking place.
No, neither do I.
Who thought this was a good idea? Because Alicia Fox and Natalia are just there. And they're like, yo, yeah. But shouldn't they be like, no?
I don't know.
I don't know, it's a fucking confusing thing, but either way, Paige has a tan, but for like 5 seconds, because she removes it later on, and so that might as well not have happened.
Yeah.
You just wanted footage of Paige in little to no, like, clothing
Yes,
to use
that
for promo
was the
materials.
only good bit.
That was the only highlight of this.
Yes.
Paige in no clothes.
Yes, exactly.
I can't say I disagree.
Yes,
But then we go to a night out, and we get a guest appearance from Emma. Of all
yay.
people. When is she gonna fucking join this show?
I don't know.
I'm pulling for her to join this show just to see how the dynamic would change. Because she seems kind of like the same kind of diva as Paige is, where it's like just straight up
Yeah.
woman, no bullshit about it. But that's basically all I can tell from this one scene she was in. But yeah, everyone's meeting up to have dinner. I believe it's Paige, Emma, Alicia Fox with Trinity and their various men.
They're men.
Their men. John is there. And it essentially became a whole yelling match about Eva Marie again.
Yes.
Because Trinity is like, fucking stop. And Alicia's like, no. And it's just yelling
Yeah.
in the restaurant. And
And then,
then
like,
John is raising his hand, like, hey, can I say something? And he's like, she's hot.
yeah.
And that just makes everyone else super angry.
Was like, right, okay. She is like conventionally hot, so she will get pushed because people will enjoy looking at her. I know you don't think she's hot. I don't think she's
I
hot,
know
but a lot
several
of people
people who don't
think
think
she's
she's
hot.
hot.
A lot of people think she's hot.
All right, I'll take your word for it. But yeah, and everyone's just like, fuck, let's just go to a bar and
Yeah.
continue this argument there, 'cause it's just I don't understand why that happens. They're in a restaurant, they're arguing. Alicia walks away, they're outside, they're in a bar, and they're arguing again. About the same thing. What?
Well, you want to move places, move scenery.
If you're a producer of a reality show, I understand. But fucking whatever. Everyone's like, agree to disagree, so we can continue the episode and not keep doing this same old shit.
Yes.
But no, that doesn't happen, because Paige and Bree are just talking, and everyone's like, yo, Eva Marie is never here. She's just using the WWE to get famous, and it's like, no shit. Are we forgetting she was hired just to be on this show?
Yeah.
Like, everything else but she is, like, the bad wrestler, the bad charisma, everything else was just a happy accident.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, fuck. Guys, surely you know, and I know that it would break the fourth wall to be like, the only reason she's here is for this. But it's like, come on, it's fucking obvious. Just stop ignoring it.
But they have to ignore it.
I know, it's frustrating. But that continues on, and we get to Natalya, Tyson, and Bret Hart, and his wife, having dinner somewhere.
Woo!
So we get an appearance from Hall of Fame of Bret Hart.
Yay!
I was half expecting him to introduce Sami Zayn into Total Divas, but unfortunately that did not happen. No Sami Zayn in my Total Divas. Unfortunately, but Natalya gets a call and is like, keep my dad away from alcohol. I've lost track of the amount of time she has to keep saying this to everybody.
Well, I get why she keeps saying it, but it's like, you don't need to show this.
Yeah, I get why she's saying it, and I'm sure that it will happen in real life all the time, but for the sake of us, like, getting bored of this story, just, okay, we get it. Like, we're not stupid. No matter what, who you think your target audience is, we're not stupid. But, Brett is basically like, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't need alcohol, or Ric Flair. And it will be fine if he's by himself. And he's just telling stories about how back in the olden days and all of that shit, and he's like, Jim doesn't need that. He needs no alcohol and all of that shit. So, again, telling us what we already know.
Yeah.
I guess it's just cool to see Bret Hart there, because it's Bret Hart. He's
Yeah.
cool. Then we go back to the Paige has no formal clothing storyline. And it's just her
Yay.
and Alicia Fox shopping for clothes, and they go into a shoe store. Alicia's like, I want to buy 50 shoes, and Paige is like, okay, you do that, I'll be outside.
Yeah.
Outside, she meets a fan.
This was so cute.
This was so cute, because the fan is like bawling her eyes out, being like, you're an inspiration to me, Paige, you helped me stop my eating disorder, and Paige is like, oh god, oh my heart.
I'm not gonna lie, this made me cry.
Yeah, I was like, I was watching this, and she was like, you are an inspiration to me because you're so different, and Paige is like, oh god, my heart, and I'm like, why am I crying?
It
Why is my face wet now? Why is this?
hurt.
It hurt. It was an emotional moment, and I didn't expect to get that from fucking Total Divas. It caught me off guard.
Yeah,
It's like,
exactly.
hang on.
Like.
What the fuck is this? And like, there's a part of me, whenever I watch the show, like, There's that bit in the back of my head that's like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Like, this is all staged. And this seems like the most staged thing about it, because it essentially served as a means to tell Paige, you don't need to change anything about yourself because you're already an inspiration to everybody as you are now.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point of this, and I don't know, like, I feel conflicted almost. It was a good scene. Like, it got me all emotionally invested in everything, but it just didn't seem at all genuine.
No, it didn't. It was like, she's. No, because she can string a sentence together. No.
You wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
To be fair, I don't think I'd be able to do that.
I was like, right, if you had an eating disorder and someone you look up to helped you fix it, you would not be able to string a sentence together.
Oh, I think if you meet anyone of that same like level of fame that you hold in high regard, you wouldn't be able to string sentences together.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we've been in this scenario before.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember. I remember clear as day that time where I had to like introduce you to Ben Cook, the YouTuber guy, 'cause you like you couldn't say anything, and I'm like, I'm not even a fan of his, and I'm like, hi. She likes you. I know.
I'm mean,
I
and
know. You are you.
he had
I am
red
me.
hair, and
He
it
is
was
Ben
like a
Cook with
fire
red hair.
engine, and oh.
I know. It was a magical time for everyone involved, but I get the feeling that would happen if we ever met anyone in the WWE that we hold
Yes.
in high regard.
Yes.
I would struggle myself. I think
I
we
might
both would.
run at Paige and then not just talk to her
I'll be
for
like, hey,
a
it's not like
while.
this. She gets like this.
Ah!
But yeah, the moral of the whole story is like, I shouldn't have to change who I am, because everyone looks up to me, and it's like, yeah, four for you, Paige. You go, Paige.
Yeah.
And then, back to John and Eva Marie. To be
Woohoo!
honest, I didn't listen to a fucking word they said.
Neither did I.
You didn't? Oh no.
No.
Oh great, so no one watching this is gonna know what the fuck they said. Sorry, everybody. We tuned out.
They said, I'm Eva Marie. Stop.
In that same deadpan tone that you
Things.
have now.
Yeah.
I am Eva Marie. And then John's like, yeah, Eva Marie. I tune out at this point, because I'm like, I'm so sick of this whole fucking thing. It's like, you're training, okay, you should have trained when you got here, okay. I don't care. I just don't care! Like, I'm actually getting angry now, because they just keep bringing the same shit up over and over again, and I just don't have the attention span for it.
Yeah, but you do, you, right. You watch wrestling all the time. What do they do there? They bring the same crap out over and over and over and over and over again. Get used to it.
But it's crap I enjoy when it's wrestling. I
Well,
don't enjoy everyone arguing about Eva Marie. I don't care.
but this happens in normal wrestling. Just get over it.
Don't tell me what to do.
I will tell you what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
I'm telling you what to do now. Get
Stop.
over it.
No.
Get
Never.
over it.
No.
Get over it.
Cut your face off.
No, I don't want to do that. That would hurt, so
Put it
get
on
over
another
it.
body.
No.
Put you in an oil refinery super prison.
No.
Natalya and Jim Neidhart have a fucking autograph signing. Yay, it was nice. He's
Yeah.
all okay now, so.
He
It's almost
looked
as if staying
slightly
away from alcohol
uncomfortable.
helped him with that.
Yeah. He looked slightly uncomfortable. People were telling him, like, oh my god, I love you. And he was like, oh, yeah. Oh,
Well, because
okay.
that's a hard thing to deal with sometimes, especially if you're like in a wrestling mindset.
Yeah, but it was just really funny.
Yeah, I guess, but yeah, that's fun. Everyone's happy, 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 joy, joy. And we go to the Bella Twins who are riding in a car, and Nikki is like, I want to make peace with Eva. Fucking hell. This, oh, whatever. Whatever.
Shut
Okay, do you want to tell everyone else what happened then? Well, then shut up.
No.
Bree's like, I don't want to bother making peace with either. Nikki's like, fine. Whatever. Whatever.
Done.
Next segment. Paige has a fan event, and she's like, yeah, all my fans are awesome, and when I'm with the Hall of Fame, I'm going to be wearing my Doc Martens with a black gown, and it's like, yeah, okay.
Yay.
So you decided that, that's the end of that story.
Woohoo.
And we end the episode with a fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah.
See?
We just don't know what's happening anymore.
No. No, we don't. Basically, it's the Superstars for Hope event. I don't even know what that is. Not gonna lie. I think it's a charity event that they do every year around WrestleMania. But that's all I know. And it ends with John and Eva walking into the same room as the Bella Twins, and then it ends.
Yep.
The thing with cliffhangers is that I'm meant to care about
but I
what
really
happens next.
Don't.
I don't give a fuck about this anymore.
Nobody
That's the end
does.
of the episode.
Yay, finally.
What do we have to take away from this episode?
Like, literally nothing.
Be yourself and be fertile.
Be fertile if you want children.
If you don't want children, that's fine. You
don't
need to
want
get your
children.
Vagina scraped.
Well, no, you do.
Or you do for other things. I don't know. I don't know this shit.
You do if you're over the age of, like, I think it's, like, 25.
There
yeah.
you go, kids. Or
oh, God.
People older than us. Go and get your vagina scraped, and it'll all be okay.
Yeah.
But before you do that, check out next week on Total Divas, where it's WrestleMania, and everyone is fucking having a good time, crying and yelling and bitching and moaning about everything.
Yay!
Oh my god, this entire whole Eva Marie thing is going to continue into the next episode, and I don't want it to.
Dude, it's probably going to be, like, all season.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, if it's all season, then you need to get prepared. And then if it ends up not being all season, then yay!
I don't wanna. Now, I can see why Carmine hated doing this, because everything else is fine. It's just whenever Eva Marie comes up, I'm like, fuck. I don't care. I just don't care. And they're building her as the hero protagonist of this season. And it's like, no. Please, no. So get used to that, ladies and gentlemen, because that'll be a thing for
Yay.
A while now.
Yay.
Oh my god, I'm so glad this episode's over. If you want to check out more Total Divas Review, you can go to Supla.com, where we have a wide variety of content, including news and reviews, and news articles, and opinion pieces written by yours truly and this one over here.
Meh.
Who is so emotive for this entire episode.
Yeah.
You can clearly tell that we care about what we're watching.
This is a big difference from last week when I was like, yeah! And then
we
I'm
were
like,
both like, yay, but we didn't ugh. Quite realize what we got ourselves into.
No.
Let's hope we can find someone else who shares our enthusiasm next week. But until then, I've been Sam Brooks.
And I have been extremely bored.
Do you just never say your name in the
no.
outros?
No! It's my thing.
That's your thing.
That's my thing now.
That's your thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
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 You've had the most imponderable joy of listening to the Soufflet.
What?
I don't know.
Seth Brock.
Oh, he's so cool, Mike.
That.